start without you ask me again.
Yeah, you know the question. Okay.
Okay, I'm Fabiana. I'm from Italy, but I'm doing this PhD in performative arts for Universidad de Lisboa. And the nature of my project, research project, is really connected with the issue of what is take notes and take notes about a creative process. Even if my research project is more about creative process and improvisation performance. So my challenge here could be, for me, have the time and the space to reflect in a practiced way about how to be in a process, how to have a place in a process, how to find my place in a creative process as observer that is inside with this body, with this bodily experience. Sorry. So yes, I accepted to be part of this experience because I was interested in have a place and the possibility to explore some question that I found during my PhD research. And this is how to say the rationale reason why I accept to be here. But I know very well this reality that is Teatro Bando, because last year I was I had the possibility with Anna Clara Santos to participate to some rehearsal of the Inferno, and I'm in love with this community of artists and the history of this reality. So how to say, I was sure to find a really nice place to spend my time and to experiment. My research in connection with other people and with a really interesting really interesting how to say, intelligence, yes, with this, I don't know, I have not the word, but sorry.
Italian. You can say in Italian.
Collective intelligence, yes. Yes. I was really interested to explore myself, my position as artist and as researcher in arts, putting myself inside a collective intelligence process, because I think we are talking about this when we do this kind of experience. So yeah, I accepted for two reasons. Yeah,
before we go on on your let's say your place and how you were part of this collective intelligence, I still have a very practical question. It's like, how did you organize to have like 1 week off to participate in this intensive week?
For me it's really simple because actually I think I'm so lucky, or maybe I organize my entire life in a really flexible way. So I just take the time to do it because I'm not really connected to something like job. I mean, I'm doing this PhD, but I'm free to manage my time as I want. So I just organize my life in order to participate, but without so much problems to solve. Just go and be inside. But because actually this possibility to be part of a temporary community is something that I'm going to explore more and more deep. It's something, it's a way of life for me. Find temporary communities and participate of this. I think it's part of my individual identity as contemporary artist. So yeah, I'm really searching to organize in a practice way my life. I live in a caravan. I'm not installed in one place because I want to be flexible, to go where life asks, where temporary communities in touch with what I'm searching for, where I can find this kind of realities.
But you came not alone.
Yeah, I'm with my dog.
How did he or she experience it?
I think she's it's interesting because she's everywhere with me. This is because I bought this caravan actually because I have a dog. I made this choice long time ago when I was completely unconscious of what could be live with a dog, that it's more difficult than to have a child. It's a more big responsibility because she's not human, so she has how to say another language. Sometimes she's not a normal dog because she's used to live in this way, to be with people that come from other countries that are not Italian. I think she's used to experience, even she has one or two things that are the same that can't change because she's really protective with me. So everything that could be dangerous for me and for the community, because every space that she understood as a community, she want to protect this space, this space, this how to say, this environment that is her family, her temporary family.
Okay, let's go back to your own experience. And can you describe how you, as an observer of and participant, of course, of this collective intelligence, have been going through this week? What marked you? What was important for you? What were the points which triggered you most? What are your observations after this week? What is lingering in you? Could ask.
My observation is, I'm an actress. I need to say this because I need to start from one point, because I think this is the more problematic and how to say, it's the more, it's the crucial point. I mean, usually when it's a perspective on things. It's how my brain work, searching everything to find this place that is not so much defined, because it's a choice. I don't want to be in one place, because I need to be flexible. It's important for my artistic research. So, very often I work to don't be attached to something, no, to don't be attached to an idea, to a point of view. This is part of my artistic research. So, as observer, every time it was really difficult for me to think, okay, now we need to choose some categories and work on them. Yes, but I'm so attracted by so many things that could be in a certain way not so important.
Can you give an example?
But everything, I mean, for example, the way how people sit on the chair during a conversation, a collective conversation, it's something that my body say, okay, pay attention to this, but I don't know why I have to pay attention to this. Or for example, in this moment, I'm in this context, I'm talking with you, but birds are singing and no, that's my attention barking. Is, but I think everything is part of a process, because it's interesting. I was speaking with Anna Clara one day, and I said, some time ago I participated in a call, in a colloque.
Yeah, conference.
Yes, in a conference. Thank you. And a choreographer was experimenting telepathy, working with two different dancers group. And he demonstrates that even if they don't see each other, during some moments of the rehearsal, they did the same things. So I think it's clear there is something that circulates in the reality that is not every moment observable, mm-hmm. but it's there. And this influencing mm-hmm. the process.
And is this things that you write down, or you can you tell us something about, now you tell you about observations, about what you see, what about your documentation and annotation?
I started to do it in the last part, because I took more confidence with this, because sometimes there is one part of me that every moment is judging and is saying, come on, it's your artistic nature that is going away from the reality. Come back and be in the present. Yes, mm-hmm. but what is the present? I mean, everybody in the present is, conditionated mm-hmm. by memories and sensation that comes from who knows where. And so I took more confidence with this intuitive intelligence that keep me in places that I can't control, mm-hmm. no? Mm-hmm. So I started to fix them in the notes. But it's important that I had this kind of experience, because of course, just the fact that I'm talking about this doubt is important for my research, because maybe I can start to to find more scientific references and keep more confidence with this and use it for my artistic and academic research.
And could you share with us a moment that was for you remarkable, which was which was like special in this week?
I need some seconds to be focused on this. I think there was a moment really emotional for me, and it was during a rehearsal while Nelson. Okay, I have just to do an introduction to this because we were just arrived, so we just were going to understand what was the general script, the main ideas. It was everything. It was really open and confused, but in a positive way. The actors just finished to work for the first time in front of us as observer community. They just finished to work on the text. And for me, everything was so abstract, and nothing was really touching me. Maybe for the language, because I'm not Portuguese, so I don't know. But anyway, when we went in the other rehearsal space, and the actors started to improvisate, because we had this possibility to follow this improvising phase where they are just building the characters. There was a moment where Nelson, so Dante, started to call Beatrice, and it was like really something touched me, really strong. Before this, I was in the space and I was really confused and really, in a certain way, paying attention to so much impulses and informations around me. But when he said Beatrice in that way, something touched my attention. So I really could realize how much words can be material, can have a materiality, can arrive, can be something with a concrete quality of density, something that touch, and I think it's something really connected with the breath. And I think that Dante in that moment was experiencing something, like the same that I was experiencing, that everybody was experiencing, that is this be in an overload informations situation of overloading, but something really magic appears, and words were like really a light that keep my attention and fix my body and my conscience on something. So I said, wow, I love how they work.
And could you note that down? what you are telling now, what you're sharing now with this interview, this particular moment of attention, corporality, breathing. Could you note that down in the documentation material that you were offered? Could you?
I did. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
In words. I, or
in word. No. More in more. It was more with in that case. Yeah. I think that when I'm in this, how to say, not so confident place with myself and with my judgment, this is the moment where I use so much drawings. Yeah, sorry. This is the moment where I draw because I don't know, I'm in this region of okay, it's just a joke. It's just a joke. Yeah. So yes, I think I use so much more icons or an iconic way of work when I'm not so confident with when I'm touched. So I'm not so confident that could be scientifically pregnant, mm-hmm. how to say. Mm-hmm. So yeah. And of course the result is just an interpretation of this. So for example, I made some how to say, picture of not picture, but
portraits.
Thank you, of Dante, with some, no, like a comic, no, with some words that he said or that he doesn't say, but his face suggests me. Yeah, I think that this is the solution that sometimes I found to describe this kind of situation is the comic. I use very much the comics to talk about this region where I'm in contact, in relation with artists and myself, and I use this artistic media to express my relation with something that touched me. It's something that I use also in the reality, looking to my creative process, and this kind of elements that can influence me, but I'm not sure that they are part of the process. For example, when I meet people around me, I'm used to do portraits and imagine something that they are thinking and they want to say, but they are not able to say in that moment because they are so much in contact with emotion. So everything just appears in forms of gestures and postures and yeah.
And then a question about the kind of documentation instruments that were offered to you, like the rocket book. How did you use them, or how do you feel about it as a tool of documentation?
I had a really bad experience with this rocket book because, I mean, I found it really great. Because I'm obsessed by this, how to say, odore, everything about books and papers and mm-hmm. Different kind of papers. It's really something really strong for me. So the smell was really good, and I was so happy to have this tool in my hands and to could feel the smell and be in contact with this. But actually, I don't know how it was possible, but some water erased.
No.
Yeah. Parts. Not so great, not so big, but water erased some notes. Yeah, it happened. Yes. I don't know. I don't know why. I was paying attention to this because
you were crying.
I was like, okay. No, it was in. So, in that case, like a child, just trying to erase, but conserve something, use. For example, it was really funny because the part that was erased is related to one specific moment. It's really great. It's a really great example because we were observing this rehearsal. We were follow this rehearsal, and Matilda was improvising with a spoon, and she cuts her hand. And I was really interested in look how much she was interested in the blood that was coming from the end, and no, look into that and play with this blood and use it, no? And I was taking note of everything in with this red pen, and the water erased this part. Wow. That was the blood. So yeah. The book was the rocket book, the page was in that part erased. It was really the blood because everything was red, but without shape, no, like this. So I just started to write blood, 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 everything, just to remember, no, the moment.
Oh. What an experience.
Yeah.
Did you take pictures or videos or
yeah,
anything else?
Yeah. I took some pictures, but finally I didn't feel really comfortable with this.
Why?
Because of the limitation, the right limitation that the director put on them. Mm. But it started to, in a certain way, to block something.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. So I say, yeah, it's true. Too much information. We don't need to have all these photographs. So I stopped to do it. I made more and more photographs during the manifestation, searching to follow the Nelson work. I don't know. I don't want to. I search really to don't be so much in touch with him and not with the other actors. But finally, it was more open to us. So I searching my position and saying, okay, yeah, you are interested in Rita work, but maybe she doesn't want to expose herself so much, so take your distance. And but Nelson was, I think, this is part of his methodology to take everything from everything. So, finally, I was more in. My attention was kept more by his methodology that I found it really interesting because the way he work, even if some things they come from traditional way, no, or work process of an actor, some solution that he found, I think they are really connected with this transformation of theater and this what we can call post-traumatic theater. No, he needs to be really in contact with other mediums that are not only the dramaturgical text. Maybe it's really the last thing. And it's because just to close the circle, I was so excited feeling when he said Beatrice, and this name touched so much me because I think it was not the text, it was everything around the text that in a certain way enter in the word Beatrice and made the word so strong and so dense, not dense, but so...
moved you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm almost at the end, but I still wanted to know, how do you feel about your place within the group of observers? How did you relate to this group? How did you find your own position in that?
Okay, finally I can be really sincere, I hope. Okay, in the first moment I was completely lost, because for me it was not clear who was the investigator, who was the student, who was the cultural mediator. It was not clear for me. So I just started to follow this intuitive intelligence and just do what this intelligence say to me. But of course, every time the right things, maybe, I don't know. But anyway, the first day I did something that I think it's a little bit in contrast with some protocols of what is an observator, observer, participant observer, and the necessity that it keep a neutral position. Because I asked something to the director about the way an actor was moving on the stage. Yes, something inside myself say, yeah, it's not the good way to be neutral in this moment, because asking, even if it was really neutral, the question, it was not related to an aesthetical judgment, no, by me, but it was necessary for me to understand the intention of the text and the way the director was directing actors' energies. But even if it was like this, maybe I was asking in that moment and it was corrupting the process, no? So I was really... in a certain way, I felt really, maybe this is not really your place. Fabiana, no.
Was that a voice inside you, or was that something that was
no,
reflected
no, no,
by
it's something that comes from the outside.
From outside.
From
okay.
the inside and the outside, of course. Mm-hmm. But because I was sure that it was not the right mm-hmm. protocol. But in that case... I said, yes, but you are not judging the work. You just want to be more focused on to understand the intentions. So the way the director realized this intention, or maybe he just is waiting that something come. No, I need to be more sure about this. But yes, from the community, I mean, not all the community, but people that know from people that organize the project, they say to me, okay, we need to be more distant from. It's blocked me to have this kind of interactions, but of course we resolved just saying, okay, we will take a moment to ask to the director what we want to ask. Mm-hmm. So it was, yeah.
Okay, last question.
Yeah.
It's about the fragment in fact that we have been observing. Could you from this week of observance already imagine the show that will be the result of this experiment?
Absolutely no. I can't, because in this moment it's completely clear for me that the way as João work is a really progressive way to his, for me, during this period, what I realize is that the nature of his work is to be in the present as director. And for me, this is something really, really, really interesting, because on one side he's really methodological, he has his methodology, he has his own view on reality, on things, but he's every moment really open to what can change things, and is listening every moment to this, and I found that it's a really particular and singular quality of a director, because he's really open, and this makes his work really interesting in terms of what is political theater and what means to use or to think about theater as a medium to connect people and to use this collective intelligence to create, and just to be a mediator, no? This role of the director as a mediator of all this singularity, and just search a way to bring everything inside, but in an harmonical way. So it's really, for me, it's really fascinating how he can do this, and sorry, you asked me
if you could imagine the final show.
Yeah, no, definitely
not,
because of course, even if I think he has really clear his own view on reality, I think he could be open to receive everything, so things that can change. Of course, it will be a moment where he will close the process and just work to the representation. But I think I can't actually imagine. I can't. I would like. I'm really curious. But I think no, I can't imagine in this moment. I can say I would like that finally it will finish like this. I have my my personal end to this history, but not I can't imagine.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.